interesting practical application, which applies really any time Chazan gets up to recite the Chazaras HaShatz, which really begins with the following question that I was attacked with shortly after I introduced this concept a week or two ago. And why is it that if we talk so much about the importance of juxtaposing, again, the Ga'al Yisrael to the Shemoneh Esrei that follows afterwards, we seem to have so many interruptions, so many other tefillos, so many other brachos that come in between? So the truth is the Gemara already asked those same questions. The Gemara first asked about Hashkivenu. Hashkivenu is the perek, the bracha, sorry, that immediately follows Ga'al Yisrael, and we say it every night when we recite Maariv. So how does that fit into this concept of making sure that there are no interruptions between the first and the second part of Maariv? So the Gemara says Hashkivenu is different because once Chazal instituted the recitation of that bracha, Kugula arichta damya. It's like one long geula. So Ga'al Yisrael should be the bracha that immediately precedes Shemoneh Esrei, but now that we have Hashkivenu, it's like geula, that bracha Ga'al Yisrael was extended. So what does that mean? What does that mean exactly? So there's really two ways to go with this. There's a simple, easy way to go. You can explain that really that we'll say formulation of geula arichta is not specifically to be understood in that fashion, literally, but rather it's what we would call heim amru veheim amru. Every once in a while, Chazal create rules, and they create exceptions to the rules. And you know what? They're allowed to do that, because they made the rules in the first place, so they can make the exceptions. Heim amru, they said A. Heim amru, they said B. So if they instituted that there should generally be a priority of geula being samach to tefillah, so every once in a while when there's a justification, for whatever reason it happens to be, that there should be an interruption, should be an exception to the rule, so be it. That's fine. But there may be a deeper understanding that has fascinating implications. If you look back at Rabbeinu Yonah, which we started looking at a different comment of his on this topic a week or two ago, he explains as follows. What does it mean when the Gemara says that it's kegu'ula arichta dami? Hashkivenu is an extension of the gula. Fascinating historical point, which if you've never seen it before, it's eye-opening. Hatam she'enu havsaka. The reason why it's not an interruption. In reality, Hashkivenu plugs in perfectly and really continues the theme of Geula, even though if you look at the English, Hashkivenu talks about Hashem putting us to sleep safely. That's what it means, Hashkivenu, like to be shochev, to lie down, to protect us from whatever danger we might face in the night. And there's more to it. Why does this have to do with Geula? Shebeshosha over Hashem lingof es Mitzrayim. Going back to Yitzhak Mitzrayim, when Hashem passed through Egypt and he killed all the firstborns, Hayimafachten, the Jewish people were afraid. You know, like the Torah says, Ein bayis asher ein shames, every one of their neighbors, every house in Egypt suffered at least one death and maybe many more. So they were afraid. So they davened, Mispalim labore lakayim devaro. They davened to Hashem to fulfill his word. Interesting. I need to ask Hashem to fulfill the promise that he already made. We actually find that in these parshios. Yaakov Avinu says, Hashem, you promised you're going to save me, but I'm afraid maybe I don't deserve it. Maybe some aveira, some demerit, I accrued since the last time we spoke. You know, maybe something took place since the last time we spoke, and I no longer deserve it. I need to daven that Hashem keeps his word. Shal yitin amashas lovo abateim shederach hatzadikim shireim tamid shem yigromachay. People, righteous people, are always afraid. Maybe I don't fully deserve it, but please, Hashem, make sure that the angel of death doesn't enter my house. So this Hashkivenu that we say, beyond the literal translation of the words and protecting us when we go in and we go out, also is a commemoration of that event. The fact that the Jewish people davened for that extra protection, something that we practically incorporate into our tefillah on a daily basis. And since the root of that bracha, since the root of that tefillah goes back to Yetzias Mitzrayim, we can justify that label, that categorization of an extension of the geula. So that's a whole new understanding. First of all, when you open up the siddur and you say Hashkivenu, it should have a whole different meaning to you, because now there's a backstory to it. Now there's even philosophical underpinnings in how we relate to the promises that we receive from Hashem, that there's always got to be that extra bonus tefillah to ensure that we're still deserving of it. But getting back to our sugya, it also means that it is very deliberately connected to geula. It really is the extension of Ga'al Yisrael, and that's why it's not an interruption. And that's why we can naturally flow right from there into into the bracha of the first bracha of Shemona Esrei. So just one extension of that. Another question that's asked is, what about Hashem Sefasai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tilasacha? The pasuk, it's pasuk in Tehillim that we start every Shemona Esrei with. That should be an interruption as well. So the Gemara says it's Ketfila Arich D'Damya. It's like an extension of the Tfila. So again, you might have thought that just means, all right, you know, anything that we place in that window of our Tfila is part of this concept and doesn't fly in the face of the world. No, it's more than that. We're actually stating that anything that's added, again, very deliberately, is programmed into the theme. Extensions of Geula serve that function. Extensions of Tefillah now as well are really meant to be part and parcel of the Tefillah. Practical nafkamina. When you say Hashem Svasai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tilasecha, if you're the Chazan repeating the Shemona Esrei, do you say it out loud or do you say it quietly? If it's actually programmed into the formulation, the text of the Shemona Esrei, you should say it out loud, just like every other part of your Chazar Sashatz. And that, in fact, just to look inside, believe it or not, the Shulchan Aruch addresses this question because it has a lot of bearing. Hachazen kishamach skil Shemona Esrei b'kol ram chozer v'omer Hashem svasai tiftach ufi yagid tilasecha. Instructions to the Chazan, you should say Hashem svasai tiftach out loud rather than saying quietly. Now, most rules you go to, they don't say it out loud, right? So that comes from a comment of the Mishnah Berurah. From the Arizal, you should say it quietly. So there's definitely two schools of thought. There's a question as to whether or not the Arizal actually said that. We'll leave that to other people to do the research. But Rabbi Soloveitchik, everything I told you so far is based on his teachings, based on the way Rav Schechter communicated it. And Ad Hayom Hazeh, to this day in YU, that is the minhag to say Hashem Svasai Tiftach out loud, and also to say Yilaratzon Imri Fiveg Yomli B'lefanecha Hashem Tzuriv Goli, the final line of Shemona Esrei, to say that out loud as well, because that is considered, based on everything we've said, the extra you know, psukim are really meant to be an extension of Shemona Esrei, extension of Chazaras Hashatz in the full sense of the word, and that would be said out loud too. Okay, so there you have it. And the Shomer Friday night. Okay, so Friday night we have, as we mentioned a week or two ago, we have a different story. Friday night we said that the Hakpada of Smichus Gula L'Tfila on Shabbos is much less pronounced. We said one reason why that may be so is because the basis of this is, if you look in Tehillim, Perek Yutes ends with Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, and the very next pasuk is So only on a Yom Tzara, only on a weekday, do we have the fullest expression of Somech Gula Tfila. We try to do whatever we can on Shabbos, but there's more room to wiggle, as it were, when it comes to Shabbos. So that's all part of the Hashkivenu. That was a little bit different. The original institution of Baruch Hashem, they didn't say Shemona Esrei at all. So it was already programmed into the Shemona Esrei as the Shemona Esrei. So you sort of get the same halacha achieved even without the formal Shemona Esrei. Okay.
Do you get into why Chazal didn't drop their voice when they say Galal Yisrael?
Oh, okay. So we'll talk about that tomorrow, Bli Nether, assuming that I'm here. That's we have one or two more installments, and then move on to a new topic.